Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
This is powerful. Do not move the ancient boundary stones set by your forefathers. It is a major thing that's happening today, and I can take it and preach it for about 6 weeks. Things that have been moved. People know more about Pac and modern day stars than they do about Martin Luther King. You move the stone. We're not listening to King anymore. This is our time.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to the Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida. Today, Bishop Clark continues the Position for the Promise series. Join us for part 3 of the message, 30 Wisdom Keys.
Verse 21, teaching you true and reliable words so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you. In other words, wisdom will show you you're representing something. And you need sound and reliable words that you can give sound answers. People have questions. Wisdom will give you the answers. Sound and reliable answers to him who sent you. Not to them, but to the one who sent you. Who are you representing? And if you're not representing anybody, it means you're an island to yourself. And if you were working for Hilton, you never saw him. But if you were working for Hilton, you need to know that Hilton sent you to be the manager. Who are you representing? So you're going to take on their attributes, which may change from 1 year to the next. Oh, God, help me. That's why I have to keep my ear in tune to wisdom, because God's, his status never changes, but his methods do. Ah, God. How many of you came up in a testimony service in your church where they have testimony? People get up and testify and talk about people. They call it testify, but they testified. Do you see that in ministry now in the 21st century? You see Joel Osteen doing that? Y'all want me to do it though, right? Because your ethnicity say that's what we do. But Joel don't have to do it. He don't even have to have funerals at his church. He said go to the funeral home. But if I did that, I'm not a good pastor. Methods change. Repasses are coming to an end. Testimony services are over. In small groups you can do that, but not in the open service. How many of you came in Bible study where anybody can tell what they believe the scripture says? You came up like that. Sunday school, right? Well, you can have Saturday school now. In SOS service, Sunday on Saturday. Think out of the box. You're looking for me to do what your old bishop, Stacy Adams wearing, Jerry Curl wearing, greasy chicken eating, standing in line first at the funeral, riding a Cadillac that's too long for him. It don't even fit in the garage. It's halfway out of the garage. If you're looking for that for me, I'm an Audi man. I do stuff different. I'm not that way. I wear Jordan up in here. I'm trying to reach some people that you've never seen before, and they've never been church. And if you connect with me, then go with me so we can reach these masses. You can't get with it? You can't get with it? You understand now? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 19, please get it, through verse 17, through verse 22 is the first saying. Teaching you true and reliable words, verse 21, so that you can give sound answers to him who sent you. Saying 2, Proverbs 22, verse 22 and 23, do not exploit the poor because they are poor. Same principle. Do not exploit anyone who's ignorant because they're ignorant. Do not exploit anyone who have no sense because they have no sense. Do not exploit anyone who may not look as good as you because they don't look as good as you. Do not exploit anyone who look at you as an idol because they look at you as an idol. Do not have people around you that only says what you want to hear because they only say what you want to hear. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor. And do not crush the needy. In other words, if a person needs affirmation, you're going to tell them to sit down? But if they have a need, a legitimate need, are you going to supply it? Do not crush them, or put them in a vice, or squeeze it. I'm going to squeeze you when I know you have a need. I'm going to squeeze you into fitting into my paradigm. Look at this. Do not crush the needy in court. In other words, taking them to an outside group to then give judgment when it can be handled in the house of the Lord. Look at the word, for the Lord will take up their case. In other words, if you exploit them, God is going to begin to hear their cry. And if he takes up their case, you will not win even if you're right. Here's a wisdom key. Because some of us think we're right all the time. When I read that, I didn't say they need to get it, God, because I never took nobody to court. I say, I understand that I sit in the seat of judgment. I make a decision. I tell one to go here and they go. Or I tell one to sit there and they sit. I have a court in this house. And if you're a parent, you have a court. How do you make judgments? Do you exploit the need? Or do you crush them? You got to look at your judgments now. Glory to God. For the Lord will take up their case. Look at the word. Will plunder those who plunder them. I don't know why anybody would take advantage of the poor in any community. Because when God take up the case, that means he'll frustrate stuff in your life. You look over your expanse, you'll see fire. Why is that fire burning out there? I didn't start it. And what in the world is going on over here? I didn't do that. God says, but check your soul. Help me, Lord. So we've gone through saying one and saying number two, saying three. Verse 24 and verse 25 of Proverbs 22. Do not take or make friends with a hot-tempered person. This is going to mess you up. Someone that always flies off the handle, or a woman that never, ever, ever can control their emotion. Scripture says, don't make friends with them. You would say, well, I love everybody. But the Bible says when they're hot-tempered, in other words, the first offense, they shut down. You can't be friends with that. The Bible says don't even associate. You're not supposed to be drinking tea like that. I told you the hard sayings. Do not associate with one easily angered. You have anybody in your circle that you feel like, I have to watch what I say. I have to really be careful because I don't want them to be angry with me. Anybody like that? Right. You know people like that. I've got family members that you got to walk on eggshells around because I don't want them to feel some kind of way. Bible says you don't handle that. You're not supposed to sit there and associate with him and pamper that. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you will float his ways. In other words, that the way that they are will flow to you. What you would say, Bishop, listen. If you're hot-tempered, you got people around you that's hot-tempered. And you need to listen to Cool in the Game. Too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. You got to run for shelter. You got to run for shade. If it's too hot, you got to run for shelter. You can't hang out with the hot people. But we like for people that are hot-tempered. temper like we to be around us because they feed into that. Look at this word. This is powerful. You may learn his ways and get yourself what? You may get into something that you can't get out of, or say something to the wrong person and it come back to bite you. Saying four. Verse 26, do not lie, do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge. In other words, don't co-sign. Well, this age said, that's my child. You need to be wise when it comes to that. Give them money and help their credit, but don't co-sign. Just shaking hands. Because even children will renege on their commitments. Do not be a man who strikes hands in pledge or puts up security for debts. In other words, you go to jail, so I'm going to put my car up so I can bail you out. Well, some of you would say, I didn't know that. That's just my child. But the Bible is going to give you some instruction on how you've gone too far. Do you have any boundaries? I'm coming right out of the word. What does the Bible say? There's coming a time where people, strong instruction out of the scripture, they won't endure it. But heap unto themselves, they're just talking about you're going to have a better day and everything is going to go well. And I see something in your life, greater is coming, but you're not managing what you have. If you lack the means to pay, your very bed will be snatched from under you. You start co-signing, your rest will be disturbed. The very bed you sleep on will be taken, because many times the people that you pledge for won't live up to the pledge. They don't know commitment like you do. Do not do that. If you did it, ask God to help you out of it and be very careful. I can help you to buy a car, but we're not buying you a new car for what? For what? Because you're too proud. What you need is not a jalopy. When I was coming up, my first car was a Chevy Nova with a damaged driver's door, right? And it had no padding at all on the brake. But it was mine. You understand? It was mine. I put the tires on it. I worked with it. I'm glad my daddy didn't buy it for me. I'm glad that he said, you get it yourself. I drove it to Georgia one time. Well, we were having a launch here. The Space Center was really booming at the time. A shuttle was going up. And I had a tendency of driving my car without shoes and socks. And I didn't know that a wire had been dislatched or detached, and it was hanging, a live wire was hanging there right next to that pedal with no padding on it. And when I was coming out the gas station, looking at the shuttle going up, I looked up and a person was standing right before me because I punched it to get on US-1. And when I turned around and looked, the person was on the hood, and I slammed on brake like that. But that wire was there. And it burned my foot. And I had to hold it there so I didn't run over the person. And God taught me a lesson. Never drive a car without shoes. Ever. Ever. That lesson has equated to wisdom for you. Now, I don't want you to have to go through that, to where I got out the car, whoo, smoke was coming from my foot. But I didn't run over the lady. And I learned a big lesson. It took 3 years for that burn spot to go away from the bottom of my foot. 3 years. I still remember it to this day. But God wanted me to go through that. Those of you that like no pain at all, and everybody's supposed to take care of all of that, so you'll live life with no obstructions. If God got rid of the things that burn you, that hurt you today, you will stop growing spiritually. He allows things to happen to show you where your maturity level is. God, get rid of my enemies. He will never get rid of them all. He didn't do it for David, and he's not going to do it for you. Here's saying number five. Do not move. Verse 28. We read 26 and 27, right? Verse 28, saying number five. Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers. This is one of the most dangerous things that's happening with this generation with the opening of Google. There is no generational continuity. Anytime God establishes a boundary from your forefathers, you're not supposed to move it because it's inconvenient. In other words, to say, well, that's not for me and my generation. Anything set down that's quality from the generation before you, you should honor it. Whoever told you that? If you didn't know, now you know. It was so strategic that anybody that moved the boundary will be taken away from the camp. Is there anything you know from your forefathers about how to handle women, how to raise children, how to deal with your monies, how to handle your own health, how to work with a community, God, country, core, family, finance, faith? Is there anything passed down to you that you can honor and respect and pass it to the next generation? Or are you just free willie? All entertainment, eating out, and doing whatever you want to do with no boundaries. This is powerful. Do not move the ancient boundary stones set by your forefathers. It is a major thing that's happening today, and I can take it and preach it for about 6 weeks. Things that have been moved. People know more about Pac and modern day stars than they do about Martin Luther King. You move the stone. We're not listening to King anymore. Black Lives Matter. We're not listening to King anymore. This is our time. We don't need the family, the nuclear family. Women don't need men. That's the manifesto with Black Lives Matter. Now, I believe Black Lives Matter, but I don't believe in that. Do you have a boundary stone? Or does some lesbian females tell you what to believe? Because they're smart, because they're intellectual, they can tell you how to run your family? Did you ever read the manifesto? Did you go to their website? They move the boundary stones. And I agree that black lives really matter. But I can't march with that. Because you moved the stones. If you just said black lives matter, I would go with it. Because they do. But I can't go with you with that. My daughter's not marching either. Because I can't agree with that. You say men are not needed. I can't go along with that. You're called to your mother's womb. You're birthed to your mother's womb, but you're called to your father's seed. You can't tell me that. I know too much about God and family for you to tell. You never raised a family, right? How in the world are you going to instruct the society? My mama told me, don't you ever spank a baby until you have your own. You got a lot of motherless, childless mothers who spanking other people's kids. You're going to spank them too hard. We got a lot of fatherless people who want to instruct the society. You never been through anything. You can't tell me how to straighten up our nation and your room is messed up. I'm coming right out of the Bible. It's right there, hidden for many generations. Hidden. Saying number six, do you see a man skilled in his work? This implies that a man should have a skill. Not just be a Twitter man or just be a tick-tock to the tick or the tickety-tock, the don't stop the rocking type man. But a skill. Is there anything you can do with your hands or with your mind other than just make videos? Because it makes money. Do you see a man skilled in his work? Look at the word, he will serve before kings. In other words, if you want elevation, just perfect your skill. It will automatically take you to a throne. Even if it's refrigerating, working with refrigerators, or helping people to straighten up themselves. Or if you have a skill of buying groceries for people and you start a business, that will take you to major palaces in our community and you'll be sitting among kings. If you perfect your skill, even if it's mopping, I'm going to mop with excellence. Next thing you know, you're in a palace and the person there has no children. And they say, you know what? I like the way you mop my floors. I put you in my will. I have no descendants. And that car that's in the garage that's been covered, I bought it for my son, but he was killed in Iraq. I want you to take the keys. But there's some stuff that's just beneath you, right? I ain't doing nothing. I'm not developing no skill at all. And if I have to mop, I'm just going to do it slipshod. But the Bible is clear. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. Eventually, God will elevate your game. And what you do that people call menial will be the key to open doors for you to step into the palace. Saying 7, verse 20, chapter 23 now, and verse 1. When you sit to dine with the ruler, note well what is before you. Before you dive in and start eating and chomping and talking while you're eating, this is good stuff. When you sit before a ruler, somebody's got authority. But you can practice when you're just sitting among your family. Don't be on your phone. Know well what is before you. Look at it before you dive in. What kind of meat was that? And what's over here? What kind of vegetable is that? And what kind of starch is that? Oh, yes. And what kind of drink? What kind of drink is that? Why? Good. Consider what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you're taking the gluttony. The scripture says, put a knife. Nobody has to assassinate you, but put it to your own throat. You're killing yourself if you don't do this. Look at verse 3. Do not crave his delicate. What you got? What you got, sweet? What you got? The ruler is looking at you. For that food is what? He will use the food and how you handle it to see what's in your heart. If you ever go to a lunch with somebody that's a ruler, you better listen to this. You don't just talk and say whatever. Consider what's before you. And don't crave delicacies. What you got? Which is, since you're paying, I'll just get 2 sweets. Because his food is deceptive. He will set it to see what's in your soul. And he will judge you by how you eat. So if you don't have etiquette, you might as well kick away the contract. You grab a chicken leg and just bite like you do at home. Yeah, good. This is good stuff. The ruler's going to look at you and say, I don't want to go in business with this one. But if you take out a knife and you slice up your meat in small portions and you chew at least 25 times before you swallow and then sip on the water, sip on the juice, put it down and consider the conversation versus just diving into the food, you'll find favor.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Position for the Promise series, 30 Wisdom Keys, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2201-0911. That's reference number 2201-0911. Help us unveil truth to the nations by becoming a partner with Truth Revealed International Ministries. We would like to thank you in advance for your consideration and for generously supporting this ministry. Connect with Trim Nation by downloading the Truth Revealed Church app today. The Truth Revealed app is available on Android and Apple mobile devices. Services can also be watched on Facebook, YouTube, Apple TV, and Roku. Follow Trim Nation on social media by logging into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or visiting us on the web at truthrevealed.org. While you are on the website, keep an eye out for current events. Along with celebrating Bishop's 10th bishopric anniversary this February, also join us in celebrating the release of Bishop Clark's new book, The Comforter, Experiencing the Strength and Power of the Holy Spirit. Follow Bishop Merton Clark as he leads you through a scriptural understanding of the mission of Jesus. You will be inspired to intently desire to be baptized and filled with Holy Spirit and come to know him intimately as the Comforter. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and nearly anywhere books are sold online. Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.